Okay, we're recording. Okay, we're on Daf Daled tonight. Welcome everybody. I should mention that today was Zayin Mar Cheshvan, which was the yahrzeit for Meir Shapiro, the founder of Daf Yomi, and it was also the yahrzeit for Mr. Yosef Scheinberger, who was the founder of the Chatanes Laboratories. All right, so we're at Rosenberger. Rosenberger. I'm sorry, I meant Rosenberger. That's what I meant. I'm sorry. I meant Yosef Rosen. I did. Yeah. Okay. All right, it's his 25th yahrzeit. Okay, now so we discussed in the Mishnah. We said that the first Rosh Hashanah was the Chag Nisan, and the first Nisan was Rosh Hashanah the Malachim and the Regalim. It's Rosh Hashanah for kings and for Regalim. And then we said the Gemara explained when it says for kings, it means for Jewish kings that we date the regnal years from Nisan. Then the Gemara brought some psukim about Daryavesh, and it came out that we said for non-Jewish kings we count from Tishrei. Non-Jewish kings we count from Tishrei. So then Rav Yosef asked the Kasha from psukim in Chagai. Chagai we said is an avi that we don't do any haftorahs from, but in Chagai it says that on the 24th of Elul in the sixth year of Daryavesh is one pasuk. And the next pasuk says, in the seventh month, which is Tishrei, in the 21st of the month, and that's also the second year. The implication is one pasuk follows the other one. But if Daryavesh is a non-Jewish king, so then it should be the third year, because the regnal years for non-Jewish kings are from the Tishrei. So the sixth month is Elul, the seventh month is Tishrei. So once you hit the first Tishrei, it should be the next year, but it's not the next year. So how do we explain that? So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Balas says that Koresh, and it came out, but that's really Daryavesh was a Melech Kasher. He was an Erlich king. So we count him like the Jewish kings. He's an exception. We're going to count him like the Nisan time. Then the Gemara says, fine. But then the Gemara quotes Pesukim from Sefer Ezra that says that the Beis HaMikdash was completed on the 3rd of Adar, which was the 6th year of Daryavesh. Again, Daryavesh, we said we were counting from Nisan. And then a year and a few months later, Ezra came, and we said it's the 7th year. But if we're dating Daryavesh from the 1st of Nisan, so that should be the 8th year. In other words, if Adar is the month before Nisan. So Adar is the 6th year. Then if we're dating it from Nisan, you go over a month, should be the 7th year, and then a year later should be the 8th year, but it's not the 8th year. So the Gemara says, two lines to the bottom, I'll go again what we did from yesterday. Okay, so on Gimel Beis, we're going over from what we did yesterday. So it says, Am Rav Yitzchak Lo Kasha. So Rav Yitzchak says, we have no contradiction between the Psukim and Chagai that seem to date him, you know, date his regnal years from Tishrei, and then the Psukim from the Psukim and Chagai that seem to indicate that he's like a Jewish king, that we would date him from Nisan, and the Psukim in Ezra that seem to say he's like a non-Jewish king, that we date him from Tishrei. So Rami is called Lukasha, Kan Kon Shehechmitz, Kan Achar Shehechmitz, that the earlier Psukim are before he was Machmitz, before he became sour, before he went off the Derech. Okay, he went off the Derech, so to speak. And the Psukim, so before he went off the Derech, so he treated him like a Jewish king, and we're going to date him from Nisan. Then we went off the Derech, so then we treat him like the non-Jewish kings. And we'll talk, and Yosef asked the question, which I want to get to, that according to, and Tosfos mentions, that his father was Achashverosh, his mother is Esther, so he should be Jewish. We'll see. So the Gemara says, the bottom line on Gilon Beis, so Matkevar of Kahana, Umi Hechmitz. Rav Kahana said that he was really Machmitz, he really went sour, he went off the Derech, but Hakiv, on the top line, Dalet Amar Aleph, he says that Daryavesh sends the message, whatever they desire, Uvenei Torin, you know, they need whatever they need for the Beis HaMikdash. They need oxen, we're going to give it to them, B'dichrin and rams, B'imrin and lams, La'alavan, L'kashmaya, for Korbanot, for Olot, for the God in heaven, Tintin Melach, the wheat and salt, Tamar Meshach, wine and oil, Meimar Kanai Yerushalayim, but whatever the Kohanim and Yerushalayim say, Levei Mitehev Lahom, Yom Yom, should be given to them, without fail, give them everything they need. That doesn't sound like, we said that when Ezra came, he went off the Derech. This is after Ezra comes, so it doesn't sound like he's off the Derech. So the fourth line, so Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak says back, that's Rav Kahana's question. So Rabbi Yitzchak says back to Rav Kahana, Rebbe, mitunach. He says, like, from your bundle. And it means, like from your kasha contains the answer. Because you look at the next pasuk in Sefer Ezra, it says, that they should bring these as korbanot, as sacrifices, offerings to the God in heaven, and they'll pray the king and his sons, meaning I want them, I have a self-interest in this, I want them to pray for my welfare. He says, so the Gemara says, so the fact that he's giving it to them just for his own welfare, the Gemara takes it as a sign that he's went off the derech. So the Gemara says, what's so terrible about, you know, having like a part, you know, sort of ulterior motives, that's so terrible? But Tani, we learn in the Braisa, if a person says, this Sela should be given tzedakah so that my son should live. Or he says, I want to give this money to tzedakah so I'll have a chelek in olam haba. I raise a tzaddik gamur. That person's a tzaddik gamur. So there, the person's giving money for an ulterior motive, and yet he's a tzaddik gamur. And yet, you're ascribing the same motivations with Daryavesh, and he's saying he was machmir with those same motivations. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, there's no contradiction to what we just said, between what, between what, again, Reb Yitzchak is the one who takes the shot, kodem shefbis kala achar shefbis. So there's no kasha between what Reb Yitzchak said and that memory from Chazal. He says, "Kan Yisrael kamba ovdei kochavim." If it's a Jew and the Jew makes the statement, so that's a Malal Yuta. Let's look at Rashi. He says, "Kan Yisrael on the first narrow line, shalibo l'shamayim." There was a Jew. He's devoted to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'imarin lo b'chayav. And if notwithstanding the fact that he gave the tzedakah, something bad happens to him, in a korila tagar, he doesn't have tainas against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Elatola yisurim ba'avono. He ascribes the afflictions to his aveirot. Aval obe kochavim imay mitivin lo kigmulo kare tagar. But if the goy doesn't see like quid pro quo, then he's not happy with it and he rejects the whole thing. So for a Jew to have that attitude would be good, but for the goy not good. All right, let's go over the Tosfos again and then we'll talk about Yosef's question. So the top Tosfos we used yesterday, but we'll go over again. So we said that if a person gives money to tzedakah, so that my children should live, he's a tzaddik gamur. Tosfos is bothered by what we learn in Mishnah Pirkei Avot. It says, you shouldn't serve Hashem in order to get a pras. So somebody needs to be muted, and I'm going to help you. One second. Okay. Now, so it says, so Tosfos says, v'hatidan perakamad masechet avot, it means if you adopt the attitude of the goyim, that would be bad. In other words, that's Tosfos pshat. In other words, if I approach it with the same attitude as Daryavesh, that's bad. But if I have a different attitude, then I'm in good shape. Now, we gave some other pshat yesterday, and we'll go over again today. This is from the Al Adaf. He says, Yalkudam Iri adds, based now Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the fourth wide line, raises Tzadik Gamur. Rashi says in Ragil Bakach, he was accustomed to giving the money. So Yalkudam Iri adds, based on inference from the words of Rashi, the one who gives stock for his son's recovery is considered Tzadik, only if he frequently gives stock even when his family is well, as in no need of salvation. So Rashi's saying, in other words, he makes a contribution, let's say every week he gives $1,000 to Tzadikah. And this week he's got a Tzara. So he says, Shabisha Hubanai, so he's still Tzadik Gamor, because that's what he's accustomed to doing. He says, alternatively, the Chidushei Aran explains that even though the Braisa cited by Gamor terms such a person as Tzadik, Mishnah Avot teaches that one should aspire to even higher, greater heights than Tzadik in the Chassid. So in the Gemara, it comes out a little differently. You know, among Chassidim, the Rebbe is the Tzadik, and the followers are Chassidim. In the Gemara, a Chassid is higher than a Tzadik. A Chassid is higher than a Tzadik. So when the Gemara says, "I'll keep covering the Shem Shabbat, I'm not with Bill Pras," it's saying, yeah, there is a Mida, like the Gemara says here, you're Tzadik Gamor, but Tzadik isn't the highest level. A Chassid is the highest level. So the Mishnah is saying, don't aspire to be a Tzadik, aspire to be a Chassid. So even so, then, you know, don't be Amanat with Bill Pras. He says, now, he quotes his Sharm Mitzvah about Lacha, who's just another answer to Tosfos question. He said, and we did this yesterday, the Gemara in Tanis says on Daf Ted, that Maaser is an exception to all of the mitzvahs. By Maaser, you're allowed to test Hashem. You can give money to tzedakah and test Hashem. It says, Habi would call Maaser obeyed ha'utzar, biter v'beiti, uv'chanuni nebezot, amar Hashem tzedakot. Test me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in law of tachach ha'meir u'bo t'shvayim v'ari koti l'kham brachat l'idai. If I don't open up the windows in heaven to you and bestow you with bracha. So tzedakah is the exception to the case. So the Shar Mesim Alacha, that's Reb Brown, he said, citing the Ramah, who places tzedakah in the same category as Maaser. So the Pasuk speaks about Maaser, and we talk about tzedakah, but he assumes the same thing, that the Mishnah Avos is referring to all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. But for tzedakah, as the exception. So that's not a stira. That's, in other words, the Mishnah Avos is talking about all the other 612 mitzvot. But tzedakah, you're allowed to do it for things like this. Now, then I mentioned yesterday, and here they quoted one of the sheets from the Gra. I can't remember. I remember it was like from Rabbeinu Gershom, Rabbeinu Hananel. He says that when it says, in other words, in the Gemara, it doesn't say, it says, HaReze Tzadik Gamur. There was like an abbreviation in the Gemara, you know, HaReze Tzadik Gimel. So then it became Tzadik Gamur, but some say Tzadik Gamur. It's complete Tzadik. Not that he's Tzadik Gamur, it's but Tzadik Gamur. And then I did one other pshat with you yesterday. This is from Simon mentions in his Sefer from Mordechai Benet. He says, but this doesn't work so well with our sug in the Gemara. He says that when the person means the donor's son is not really sick. The donor is just saying this so the ani will accept the money, and the ani will, in other words, like do you're, in other words, you're doing a favor for me by accepting this money, because when you accept the money, it'll help me bring refuah to my son. But his son is not really sick at all. So he says, so the person who says that, he's a tzaddik gamor, because he's giving the sugya, but he's just trying to make the ani feel better. So he's a tzaddik gamor. Okay? All right, let's see further in the Gemara. Now, all right, any questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? Everybody good? Everybody good in the cyber world? All right, so we're having a safer Torah come back. All right? And again, we all wish a big mazel to Oded Weiss, who had the pidyon event for his grandson, the galo tovim masim tovim. Okay, now,
Hello?
Yeah, one second. You're waiting for Tani to close the Aaron. What do you got from the Aaron Moshe? Let me hear.
Well, a couple of things. I mean, when you daven Nusach Sfad, not Nusach Hashem, that's what we daven in the Young Israel, when you say B'fi Yisharim, the Hasidim come after the Tzaddikim.
Right. So which way does that cut?
He said, "See, Shem Tisraimam, and the Sifrei Tzaddikim Tisbarach, Ulshen Chasidim Tiskadosh."
Right. So what do you want? So what do you want to prove from that? Which way do you want to prove?
That the Chasidim, according to, we're not talking Chasidim that we're talking, right. But Chasidim are bigger than Tzaddikim.
Okay. Also, it's growing. In other words, it's building up. Okay.
Also, quickly, a couple other things. Koresh that you mentioned was Harry Truman's idol, and that was one of the reasons we have Eretz Yisrael, because Koresh was his idol. It turns out Harry Truman's idol.
All right.
And also Rosenberg. I remember as a kid, Rosenberg used to come to us in Torah V'Das. I first remember him when I was 8 years old. I think it was in fourth grade. He used to come. And finally, when you mentioned that it's Meir Shapiro's Yortzeit.
Yortzeit, right?
There's a story about Rav Meir Shapiro, very apropos to our Daf Yomi. He said that when he was a little child, he remembers his mother crying by the window. He says, "What are you crying?" She says, "It's snowing, and the Rebbe, your tutor, can't come today." So he says, "Well, so we'll learn tomorrow." She says, "Yeah, but every day that you have to learn Torah, it's a day of missing of life of learning Torah." And that's what he remembers when he started Daf Yomi in the Yeshiva Chacham of Lod. Told over that story.
All right, very nice. Okay, now, let me address Yosef's question. So Yosef, okay, so everybody listen. So he quotes Tosfos, Shnades Rim on Gimel Beis. He writes, Koresh was son of Esther and Achashverosh. So in Kodesh, why the Gemara says that Koresh's reign was counted from Nisan because he was upright, when the Gemara could have offered a stronger answer, namely Koresh was Jewish. Although there is a dispute whether the child of a Jewish mother and non-Jewish father is kosher, in other words, we consider him to be Jewish, the Gemara's conclusion is that the child is kosher. As we assume that the mother is Jewish, she's Jewish. Thus, since Koresh was Jewish, it is expected that his reign would be counted from Nisan. So why does the Gemara say he was kosher? He was like what does Gemara say that what's the language? He says that he was kasheria, right? He was kasheria, but he was Jewish. So he quotes one answer. I mentioned this answer to Rav Spolovsky. He didn't like this answer. He says, the Maharib al-Ghazi writes that the Gemara's conclusion that the child of a Jewish mother, not Jewish father, is kosher, in other words, is Jewish, applies only if the baby's mother raised the child, but not if the non-Jewish father raised the child. That's what the Maharib al-Ghazi says. So in other words, you're mixed marriage, but you're raised by the non-Jewish father. Maharib al-Ghazi says you're not Jewish. When the Jewish mother raises the child, it becomes retroactively revealed. In Goyim Milton Lafrey, the child was conceived and delivered in a state. That's the idea. In other words, Adam, he says, if, however, the child is raised by a non-Jewish father, we consider the child to be non-Jewish and would require a conversion of the child's desire to marry a Jew. Accordingly, one could explain that it's likely that Ahasuerus was in charge of raising Koresh rather than Esther, as Koresh is considered a non-Jew. Hence, the Gemara needed another explanation as to why his reign was calculated as if he was a Jewish king. Okay, Rabbi Avadi Yosef demonstrates the position of Maharib al-Ghazi is not followed by a majority poskim, as Koresh is considered a Jew. Consequently, an alternative resolution to the question is required, and he offers a simple, straightforward approach. The question of how a king's reign is calculated does not relate to the king, but to the people. In other words, it doesn't matter whether the king is Jewish or not Jewish. Is the nation Jewish or not Jewish? Since the people under Koresh's reign were non-Jews, his reign will be calculated according to the methods used for non-Jewish kings. In other words, he's ruling a non-Jewish kingdom. So they go by the first Tishrei. However, due to the fact that he was upright, he merited to have his reign calculated as if he was a king over Jewish citizens. That's an easier shot. Okay, I'm moving forward in the Gemara now. Okay, we're on Dalet Amud Aleph. Let's take a look. So the Gemara says, so we tried to bring a proof that Daryavesh was Machmitz, and we quoted the Pasuk that he said, "I'm bring these korban out so you'll pray for my life and my kids' life." Or else I could say, how do I know, how can I prove that he's not? He went sour, meaning he wasn't so good after a period. He's describing how he wants the Beis HaMikdash to be built. Three rows of marble stone, and then one row of wood. And the expenses will be paid by the royal house. So the question is, why is he building one row of wood? And there was three rows of marble and one row of wood. So he says, Savar, Imardu Biyudai, Ikliye Benuram. If the Jews rebel against me, I'll take a match and burn down the whole place. He says, so that doesn't sound like he's such a great king. In other words, at least vis-a-vis the Jews. So the Gemara says, Atu Shlomo Abad Hachi, didn't Shlomo, the Shlomo was the first place of interest, didn't he do the same thing? It says Shoshaturi Gazit, three rows of cut stone, the tour, Kri Tut Arazin, and then one row of cut cedar wood. So the Gemara says, Shlomo Bad Milamala, Biu Bad Milamata. Shlomo put the wood on top, and Daryavish put the wood on the bottom. Now, Tosos brings down, if you look at Tosos, Shlomo Bad Milamala, Biu Bad Milamata. That's not based on the Pesukim, but it's just that they had a Mesorah that this is the way it was done. Then Shlomo Sha'akei B'Binyana. Shlomo, he recessed the wood. It's very hard to light the wood with fire when it's recessed into the wall. But Daryavish didn't recess it into the wall. He left it, available. Shlomo Sa'adei B'Sida. Shlomo covered the wood with lime, and it's harder to get it to burn that way. He didn't, cover it with lime. So he's creating it's a little bit like the French, when they built their bridges, they had one little spot where you could put one explosive and the whole bridge would come down. And it was after World War I, that's the way they built their bridges. It was supposed to defend against the Germans. If the Germans come, we just put a little explosive here, and bang, the whole thing comes down. And then the Germans came in, and they saw where that was. Anyway, so that's the way it seems like it was going with Daryavish. Okay, so we have two pshatim, why he was machmitz. Okay, now let me do another pshat. Rav Yosef, Yitema Rav Yitzchak, Menalan da Achmitz. Rav Yosef, and some say Rav Yitzchak said, well, how do we know he's machmitz? That was interesting, because we had... we had Rabbi Yitzchak earlier. He was the one who brought the first pshat that he's offering the korbanot, for his own, benefit. So, but maybe he's giving another pshat here, or it might be Rabbi Yosef. He says, we know it from the following Pesukim. And this Pasuk we had yesterday, it says, this is in Nehemiah. It says, Vayomer li Amalek. So the king is speaking to Nehemiah, and this is the king of Persia. He says, meaning Daryavesh. Vahashegal yoshevet etzlo. And the Shegal, his consort, was sitting next to him. So my Shegal, what's a Shegal? You know, that's like the artist Chagall. That's where it comes from. But it's like a term I mentioned yesterday for, like, you know, intimate relations with a woman. And in the Chumash, it's, I mentioned yesterday in the Tochacha, so it says, you know, Isha Tareis Isha Cher, we say Tishkavena. In other words, you'll do Erisin with a woman and somebody else will have relations with her. But it's like a nicer term, Tishkavena, like lie down with her. But the ketiv is to Shegal. You'll have, you know, intimate relations with her. So the Shegal consort is near him. So my Shegal. So the Gemara says, what's Shegal? Amar Rabba Bar Lima Mishmed Rav Kalbata. It was a female dog. In other words, he's having relations with this dog. So look at Rashi, around the 10th narrow line of Rashi upstairs. Kalbata L'mishkav. In other words, the gauge in bestiality. So it doesn't sound like he's such an erlich king, you know, he's in bestiality. Ubedei Noach, who's your old cock? Ben Noach is admonished not to have bestiality. Now, Arayot is one of the shevus for Bnei Noach, but he's going to prove that includes bestiality. Shenemar v'yulavasar echad. It says, Al kinyan zavishet avivimo v'dabak bishto v'yulavasar echad. That a man will join with a woman, they'll be one flesh, they'll be able to propagate, it means. Yetzu behema v'chayva ov. So a behema chayva ov, she'ena nasim basar echad, shen yodin min adam, that's not basar echad. So they're not allowed to do that. So back in the Gemara, again, 5 lines before it gets wide. Elamiyata hadichtiv. So if shegal means your friendly dog, elamiyata hadichtiv. Now, this pasuk is in Daniel. So, Daniel, there's a feast of Belshazzar. Gregor Handel wrote an oratorio, like the feast of Belshazzar. He's having the feast, and then you know, a hand comes and writes, Menei, Menei, Teikalu Farsim. It was your Aveirot have been weighed and found wanting, and he's going to split the kingdom. So, here's the feast of Belshazzar. He says, Yalmarei Shemai Hitromamta. So, Daniel speaking, he says, like, over the God of heaven, you've exalted yourself. He brought the Kalim and the Beis HaMikdash before you. But Ant Rav Ravanach, and you and your officers, Sheikh Latach, your Shegal, which we're going to explain tonight, your Pilakshim, your concubines, Chamrashatin Bahon, you drink wine in the Kalim for the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's the Pasuk. So this is talking about a different king, but we're just trying to clarify what does the word Shegal mean. The Ishegal Kalbatohi, if you're going to say, which is what we said before, that a Shegal is like your dog, he says, Kalbatah b'shtai chamrahi, does it make sense that a Shegal would be drinking wine? Dogs don't normally drink wine. But he says, halo kasha, that's not a kasha. Demalfalo v'shati, you could train the dog and then it will drink wine. El mi'ata dechtiv, but the Gemara says, we're going to do a different Pasuk. This is a Pasuk in Tehillim, which is speaking about the future for Klal Yisrael. And it says, Benot Malachim Bikrotecha, like princesses will give you kavod, Nisva Shegal Limincha Beketem Ophir. A Shegal will stand to your right with the gold of Ophir. Be Shegal Kalbatahi, if a Shegal is your female dog, so he says, which you have relations with, it sounds like, My Kamavasru Navi Yisrael. What will the Navi be saying to Klal Yisrael? It doesn't, like, in the future, you have a wonderful future, and you get to have the Shegal near you. So, Hachi Kamar. So, the Gemara says, this is the Pshat in the Pasuk. Vizchar Shechaviva Torah Yisrael Shegal Odeko Chavim. In merit of the fact that the Torah is precious to you, like the Shegal is to the dog that they have relations to the Goyim, Zechitim Leketem Ophir. In other words, Nitzva Shegali Mincha, like the Torah is like by your right side, and therefore, like your zocha for ketem ofir, or the ibayt ema liolam shegal malkatahi, or in the alternative, I can see shegal really means the queen, the human queen. The rabba barlima gemara gam your law, but in other words, shegal pshuto shemekra means his queen. That's what it means, the queen. But he says, but rabba barlima had a mesora that was the shegal yoshevetz law was his dog, but shegal means the queen, and it was really a dog. Why do they call the dog the Shegal, the queen? That the dog was precious to him like a queen would be. And again, if it means a queen, so then you know, and then it says Hinami Shoshiva Mekom Shigal, or that he put the dog in the queen's place. Okay, now so again, so we're focusing on how do we know that Daryavish was Machmitz, that he went off the derech. So one is that he offered the korbanot, but for ulterior motives. Then we said that he gave wood for the wall of the base of Mikdash with intent to burn it down if they have problems with it. Then we said that he's got the shegal by his right hand, so it doesn't sound like he's like your, you know, poster boy for, you know, tzaddik umos ha'olam. Now, the fifth wide line, and then we'll pause in five lines. Or I can say a fourth shot. How do we know that Daryavish is Machmitz, that he went off the derech? Mehacha. It says, Ad kesef kikar mea. He says that you can have, this is, I'm giving you your allowance, 100 talents of silver, yad chintin kur mea, and then 100 kur of wheat, yad chamar batin mea, and 100 batim of wine, but it's a measure of liquid, like 3 saw each one. He had batin shachmea, 100 batin of oil, umalachti laktav chulin, salt without limitation. So the Gemara says, me karab lo kitzuka. Initially, when he started off, there was no limit. There was the sky's limit for everything. Then he's bahash to be kitzuka. Now he puts them on like an allowance. So that's why he went off the derech. So the Gemara says, "Vadilami karlo habakimli b'kisuta." Maybe initially he had no concept about what was necessary, and then when he saw what he needed, so he set up a you know, an amount. So the Gemara says, "At last, the last line of argument isn't so great." El mefartik shanin meikar. It's clearer the earlier pshat that we gave that he was machmitz for the 3 reasons that we mentioned, i.e., that he brought the korban for ulterior motives. He put the wood in the wall of the base of Mikdash. And then the third one was that he has the shigal in his right hand. Okay, all right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything that we did so far?
Right.
That's a bad thing. In other words, whether the shigal means whether it's the dog or it means the queen, but it was a dog. That's the rabbi. Well, the Gemara says Rabbi Bar Lima had a Mesorah in Mishmei Derat. It could be that either it means a dog or it means that it was a queen, but he put the dog there, but in Rabbi Bar Lima, the name of Rabbi, had a Mesorah that it was a dog. Okay?
That's going to be in your dog list.
I show you, you should collect all these Gemaras, Ed. All right, let's take a look. Okay, so I'm moving. Okay, I'm going to move forward in the Gemara. Everybody with me? Okay, now, again, We're 6 lines from the bottom at the two dots. Okay, now we said that the first of Nisan is Rosh Hashanah l'malachim for kings that we covered was the Jewish kings. We're finished with that, and then l'regalim. It's the Rosh Hashanah for holiday. It's the Rosh Hashanah for regalim. So I already mentioned to you when we did the Mishnah that it meant like for Baal Ta'acher going to the Shita of the Tana Rib Shimon, that you're over on Baal Ta'acher when 3 regalim are in order. Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkot. But let's see. The regalim. So the Gemara says, regalim b'echa b'nisan hu, b'cha mishan sar b'nisan hu. What do you mean the regalim? There was no regal on the 1st of Nisan. There's a regal on the 15th of Nisan. There's no regal on the 1st of Nisan. So how do we understand the Mishnah? What does it mean that it's Rosh Hashanah the regalim? So it says, Amar Rav Chisda, regal shabo Rosh Hashanah the regalim. So Rav Chisda says it means the holiday that's in the month of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim. So it really comes out a little strange. In other words, it's like we normally think of it like the Rosh Hashanahs are all on the Rosh Chodesh, and we'll see later on Daf Zayin, the Gemara has more Rosh Hashanahs. But it's really coming out that really one with Nisan, so the first Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for the kings. But really, it contains the month, which is the Rosh Hashanah for regalim, and then that's Pesach. So let's see back in the Gemara. So nafkamina lano there, let me make him a lay b'bal ta'achir. I'm sorry about Yosef. Do you feel like getting me a chumash? Okay, so there's a lav in the Torah which is the Parshas Ki Tete. It says, Kitu dor neder l'Hashem l'kecha lo ta'achir l'shamal. If you make a neder to Hashem, don't delay in fulfilling the neder. But the pasuk doesn't say, well, what does it mean to delay? What is it? I delay a day, a week, a month, a year, 5 years? What is the delay? So we have to figure this out. So the Gemara says, so nafkamina lenoder lemekim alei baal ta'acher. So the nafkamina is going to be to establish the date when you'll transgress baal ta'acher. Reb Shimon, our Mishnah, calls this the sheet of the Tana Reb Shimon. And Reb Shimon, we know, means Reb Shimon bar Yochai. So he says, Tani, we learned the Braisa, Echad Noder, where the person makes a neder, and Rashi says right away, Echad Noder means 6 lines from the bottom in Rashi. Omer Dami Allah Shamanatoka Eben. The person says he's giving his value to the base of Mikdash, so he's evaluated like an Eben. So he's giving whatever the Eben would be worth. So, you know, $20,000, whatever, $100,000. The Echad Makdish, or a person's Makdish, you know, he says he's going to give a certain amount, an item to the base of Mikdash. The Echad Marech. Marech is Erechin, the set amount that's set forth at the end of Parshas Vayikra. Kevan Shavrulav Shlosha Regalim, once three regalim pass over or transpire from the time that he made the neder or the haracha or the makdish, or his makdish over Val Ta'achir. If he hasn't fulfilled it, then he transgresses the law of Lo Ta'achir. Rib Shimon Omer Shlosha Regalim Kisidran B'Chagamatzot Tchila. So the Tana Rib Shimon says it's not enough to have three regalim. There was the Tana Kama says any three regalim. So if it's Shavuos, Sukkos, and Pesach, you're over. It doesn't matter which order they're in. But the Tana Rav Shimon is, the regalim have to be in the order, Pesach, Sukkos, and Shavuos. And we'll see in a minute. The Chena Yav Rav Shimon Yochai on there. Now, Rav Shimon Yochai, we said he's the famous Rav Shimon. So it means Rav Shimon Yochai, meaning he himself would say, if you remember, we learned the Pshat, I think it was in Shabbos. Remember we said that one when it's... Say again, what? Yeah, but what was the key? When did they accept and when did they not accept? We said, what? Right. So we said a pshat that when that Rosh Bar Yochai, like people were cholik with him before he was in the cave. Then when he learned in the cave for 13 years, so his Torah became manifestly improved. So I think it's Reb Shimon is after he left the cave, Rosh Bar Yochai before he was in the cave. So he says, but then he had Rosh Bar Yochai Omer, regalim. That sometimes you need three regalim to be over in Baal Ta'achir, sometimes four, sometimes five. Ketzad, Nadar Lepne Pesach, if a person made a neder before Pesach, let's say I'm Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he made a neder, Shlosha. So then when three holidays pass, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, now at the end of Sukkos, he hasn't fulfilled it, he's over. He says, Lepne Atzeret, but if he makes the neder after Pesach, but right before Shavuos, let's say Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and he's Kamishah, then he gets five holidays. So he's got Shavuos and Sukkos, and then he's got Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos, and then he's over on Baal Ta'achir. Lefnei Achag, if he makes the ned there before Sukkot, he's got four holidays, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So then he would have a year. Okay, now, the Gemara is going to take up a braisa, where we're going to dice up all the different shitot about Baal Ta'achir. And it's nice to remember just this sugya about Baal Ta'achir, if you can remember this Rosh Hashanah Daf Dalet, Baal Ta'achir, and all the different shitot, you're in good shape. So Tanur Rabbanan, we learned the Braisa, Chayvei HaDamim. Damim, Rashi says, is the, when a person says, like before, he's going to give his damim to the base of Mikdash. Right. Amar Dami Alai, Rashi says. V'ha'arachin, if a person said Erechin, that we did. Ha'charamin, charamin is when a person could be, here the charam means, the charam could be for the Kohanim or for the base of Mikdash, but here I think it means the base of Mikdash. He says, a person's makdish property, chata'ot v'ashamot olod shlamim. If he was mechuyav divakata, an asham, an ola, or a shlamim, to that coat, he was mechuyav himself a certain amount of tzedakah, umas trot, and maaser, before, now before is a little trickier, before the Yisrael gives Kohen. So it's not so clear who's going to be over in Baal Ta'achir. Does he mean who is the one to the Kohen? Now he'll be over Baal Ta'achir. He gave it to the Kohen and he'll be over there. Who Maaser? So Maaser here, Maaser Behema. Who Pesach? Pesach is very tricky to understand. Pesach is and turn page. Then Leket Shicha Upea. So leket shicha and peya are the matonanim. Leket is when you're harvesting the crop and some of the like the some of the stalks of wheat drop. That's leket, and you have to leave it to the aniyim. Shicha, if you forgot a sheave, you know, in the field, you have to leave it to the aniyim. And peya, you have to leave the corner. But the part that's hard to understand is he just leaves it. What's Baal Ta'achir with that? And it was, I just leave it. And then so Rishon explained it means this is where the art school had it that. That he took it for himself, and now he wants to restore it to the Aniyim. So now to restore it to the Aniyim, he has that period of time. Kivan Shavrulim Shloshar Galim Over Baal Ta'akhir. So the Tanakh Kama says, once three holidays pass, you're over in Baal Ta'akhir. That's the first opinion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, and here's Rabbi Shimon, lights go up, we have Rabbi Shimon, Shloshar Regalim Kisidran. Rabbi Shimon holds the three regalim, but it has to be in the order. Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. B'chag HaMatzot Tchila. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivan Shavarli and Regal Echad, Over Baal Ta'akhir. Rabbi Meir says, once one regal passes, you're over on Baal Ta'akhir. I guess he's the most machnir. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kivan Shavru Lehen Shnei Regalim Over on Baal Ta'akhir. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov says, once two regalim pass, you're over on Baal Ta'akhir. Reb Lazer ben Shimon. Reb Lazer ben Shimon is the son of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, so he disagrees with his father. His father said, you need three. The father was very makil, really. You need three regalim, it has to be Kisidron. That's really the most makil. Reb Lazer ben Shimon Omer, once Sukkot passes, you're over in Baal Ta'akhir. Okay, now the Gemara, having those are all the Shitot with Baal Ta'akhir. So now the Gemara is going to deal with each one of the Shitot, seriatim, as we say in a certain profession. Okay, so the Gemara says, my Tama the Tanakama. So the Tanakama says, you're over in Baal Ta'akhir when three regalim pass. So where does it, so again, in the Torah, it just says, Kidir and the Lo Ta'akhir L'Shama. Where do I know that about three regalim? So Michti Minayu Salik. Now he's talking about Sukkim in Parshat A. And I'm going to open up the Chumash. One second. So this is our Kriyas Torah that here in Chutz La'aretz we have on last day of Pesach and Shavuos, and also on Shemini Atzeret. Well, it's page 1022. So it says Michti Minayu Salik. So if you look. There's a pasuk, four lines from the bottom, on page 1022, which is the Bar Imperik Tetzayin, pasuk Tetzayin. It says, Shlosh Pam Yoshna Yirek Kol Sparach HaPnei Hashem Lokech HaMakom Mishiv Bar, V'chayim Sod L'chayim Sod L'chayim. Three times a year, all your males have to show up in the Beis HaMikdash, on Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. So the Gemara says, Michti Minayim Salik. He says, we just finished talking about it, and the Pesukim L'chumish speak about Pesach, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Shavuos, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Sukkot, you have to come to the Beis HaMikdash. And then the Torah goes back and repeats everything again at the end. Michti mino salik. Lamli lehen dor mitav. Why does it have to go back and say again, the chag ha-matzot, the chag ha-shavuot, the chag ha-sukkot? Why does it have to repeat that all again? Shema mina lebal ta'akhir. Meaning, so when the last pasuk in the Parsha is, ish kemanat yado, ki berkat Hashem lokech Hashem tamach, everyone according to what he can give, it's alluding to the fact that you are chayav to fulfill your obligations after those three regalim pass. That's according to the Tana Reb Meir. And if you look at the Rashi, he says, Shema min al-Bal Ta'akhir, the fourth wide line in Rashi, the first narrow line, Ta'akhi kamar, hayu nirin lefanav l'shalem yadrechem, lo tavo reikam. He says, again, it says, v'lo yirei apnei Hashem reikam. Maybe it's that was the part I should quote it. He says, nobody should fear before Hashem empty-handed. If you're obligated, don't appear before a Kaddish Baruch Hu empty-handed. You have to fulfill your obligation. So that's according to Reb Meir. Now, Rabbi Shimon, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon says it's a three regalim, but it has to be Kisidron. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Einu Tzrich Lomar B'Chag HaSukkot Shabo Dibir Ketuv. So Sukkot is totally superfluous because this pasuk appears after the pasukim about Sukkot. So it's very superfluous. Lama Nemar, why does it say Chag HaMatzot, Chag HaShavuot, and Chag HaSukkot? We're talking about Sukkot. Lamar is the Achron. So Rabbi Shimon says that to teach you that Sukkot is the last one of the holidays to be Mechayev Yom Baal Ta'akhir. Okay, now, so those two Shitot, i.e. the Tanakama, who's not identified, and Rabbi Shimon, i.e. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, they're both working off the same Pasuk about the three Regalim. But one concludes any three regalim, the other concludes the Sukkot has to be the last of the three. Now, remember Rabbi Meir, he was the most machmir. Rabbi Meir says, one regal, you're out of gas. Rabbi Meir, my time, why does Rabbi Meir say one regal, that's it, I'm in Gahak Tzuras? Echtiv, uvata shama beitim shama. So Rabbi Meir quotes a different pasuk in Parshat Yisra'el, but it's pasuk, not that we lay in on Yantiv, but at the beginning of Parshat Yisra'el. So let me get the pasuk out. So it says, one second. One second. Thank you. Which pasuk? No. Just give me a second. What pasuk do you have? Okay, let me see. It's better than the alternative. Now let me see. Okay. Oh, you said beta. It's the pasuk hein vav. Okay, let's take a look. So hein vav, right. He says, right. So page 1000 in the Chumash. He said, so let's see. So the pasuk says the place that Hashem chooses. So the shechtos of Shabbat Hashem will go to the base of Mekdash. But Beitim Shama, and then you'll bring all Techem, Zipachem, Ashwat Techem, Tuwad Yachem, the Nidrechem, and Ro Techem. You'll bring in a Darim, the base of Mekdash. This is back in the Chumash. So he says, Uvat Shama Beitim Shama. So, meaning, those psukim are teaching me that, in other words, you'll go to the base of Mekdash. So it means, when do you have to go to the base of Mekdash? On any regal. Because you have the Chi of Aliyah regal to be in the base of Mekdash. So any time that you have to appear in the base of Mikdash, that's the time to fill your nadarim. You don't fulfill them, then you're finished. That's the way it comes out. Now let's see further in the Gemara. He says, okay, yeah. So if you look at Rashi, it's around the 10th line in Rashi. Rabbi Meir Amarla came and darmanly rechmana, haiti beregel rishon. In other words, once the Torah or we will come up to that. Now let's see further in the Gemara. Rabbanan, I'm sorry, back in the Gemara. Rabbanan ahula esay. So what are the Chachamim, the Tanakama? He says three regalim. And Rameyer just deduced one regal is enough. So we're saying, Rabbanan Ahula Esay. The Chachamim is saying, we can see that Pasuk teaches me you have a mitzvah essay, a positive commandment that you're admonished to bring it on the first regal. That's what you should do. But you're only violating the law after three regalim. So you're mavatil essay after one regal, but you're only over on the law after three regalim. Rabbi Meir, Rameyer says it's logical. The Torah is telling me to bring it on one regal. That means that everything hits in after one regal, not just the essay, the lab as well. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, my time. Now, Reb Lezer ben Yaakov said two regalim is going to throw you in, two regalim. So what's the reason for Reb Lezer ben Yaakov? Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, my time, at the Chtiv, Eila Tasu L'Shem B'Moadeichem. This pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas. So it says, "Eila tasu l'shem b'modechem, levan min rechem b'modechem, le'otechem b'modechem, le'mitzkechem." Let me just see, get the pasuk out. So it's Lamatet. Okay, thank you so much. Let me get it. Chavtet. 1 second. Chavtet, Lamatet. Yeah. So this pasuk we just learned on in Shmini Atzeret, right? That these korbanot you should make Hashem on your holidays. So miyut moedim shnayim, that the miyut for a moed is two moedim. In other words, it's saying what should you do moedim? In other words, these korbanot you should bring on the holidays besides your nedarim, which you have to bring as well. So it says b'moedim. Moedim means two. That's what he says. Rabbanan, so what does the Chachamim do with that pasuk? Rabbanan, I wish I could remember all these drashas when I hear Kriyas Torah, you know. But that, the Torah to me was very helpful for that. I remember Rabbi Hurd, he said he would, he used to be the vice president at YU. He said he would, when he listens to Kriyas Torah, I think he liked having a Torah to me in his hand because it has all the mantras of Chazal. But it's hard to go so quickly during Kriyas Torah. But let's be back. Rabbanan, what are the Chachamim? They say three regalim. What do they do with this pasuk about Moedeichem? Rabbanan, who looks at Rabbi Yonah? They say that pasuk and he's teaching me the limud of Rabbi Yonah. The Amar Rabbi Yonah. Rabbi Yonah says, "Hukshu kulam moedim kulam zelzeh." That all the moedim are linked one to another. Shekulam mechaprin al tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Meaning, teach me that all the moedim, there's a chatat that's brought on Rosh Chodesh, and it's brought on all the regalim, and it's like usually one aisle is the four in the chatat. So Kastal teaches us that the Mechaper for Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav. If a person walks in the base of Mikdash in a state of Tumah, or he ate Kachim in a state of Tumah, or he was in a state of Tahara and he ate Kachim in a state of Tumah. So it's not Mefurish in the Pesukim, you know, that all of them are Mechaper for that. But Kastal darshan it out. We'll see in a minute. So let's look at the Rashi on this. Hakeshit to Rabbi Yonah, it's around the 15th hour line of Rashi. Hakeshit to Rabbi Yonah, the Masechet Shvuot, Mitzrich lamar shkosi regalim chapin al tu mitzvus shav the alpinu nisir drosh chodesh kibay laseder boni das. This is in Parshat Shmini. It says that this was given to you. This is after the death of Nadan Abihu. This korban was given to you. The korban for Rosh Chodesh laseder boni das. In other words, this chatat was given laseder boni das. So from there, Chazal understand that the Gemara learns that what's the Avon Aydah, that they were eating Fajim that became Tame and their Tahor. But then the art school had it, there are other Limudim, teach me that if you enter the base of Mikdash. Anyway, so, but the point is that all the Moedim are compared one to another. So it joins all the Limudim together, and that all that it's all Tumas Mikdash Mikdashah. So he says, now, Reb Lazar Reb Shimon, this was Reb Shimon's son. He said that once Sukkos, so this is what I'm explaining. This Sukkos is the whole thing, the whole Shabbat. My Tama, the Tani Reb Lazar Reb Shimon Omer, Lo Yomar Chagas Sukkot Shabbat Dibur Ketuv. The same idea we had before, that at the end of Parshat Re'eh, so mentioning Sukkot is really superfluous because we're talking about Sukkot. Lama Nemar, why is it then repeat Chagas Sukkot? Because I'm talking about Sukkot already. Lamar says that Gorim teach you that the Gorim is Sukkot, and that's the key. Now, okay, so we've explained all the different shitot about Baal Ta'achir. Now, the Gemara says, Remeir Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Now, Remeir, you remember, is the one who says one regal does it, Baal Ta'achir, right? And Remeir learned it from Ubat Hashem of Beit Hashama, not the Pesukim in Re'eh, he learned it from the Pesukim in, or not the Pesukim in the end of Re'eh, but the Pesukim early in Re'eh, Ubat Hashem of Beit Hashama. And Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, he's learning it from the pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. Hi, bechagmas bechashuros kod my dorshubei. What do they do with that pasuk? Because that pasuk is totally superfluous if I'm not darshening Baal Ta'achir. So mibayelu looked at Reb Lazar. I'm Reb Oshia. So they'll use that pasuk for the drasha that Reb Lazar has in Reb Oshia. The Amr Reb Lazar Reb Oshia minayin latzeret sheish la tashlumin kol shivva. How do I know that on Shavuos there are tashlumin for 7 days? Now on each one of the regalim, you have to bring an olas riyah. You have to appear in the altar of the base of Mikdash and bring an olas riyah, a burnt offering, and you have to bring a shalmei chagiga, and then also shalmei simcha. You have a mitzvah simcha, but focusing on the first two, the olas riyah and the shalmei chagiga, those are obligatory. So if you didn't bring it on the first day, though, you could bring it for 7 days. If I don't bring it on day one, I can bring it day 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. How do I know on Shavuos? Shavuos is a one-day holiday in Eretz Israel. So how do I know that I have Tashlumin all for 7 days? So he says, Taman Lomar, B'chagam Atzod, B'chagam Shavuot, B'chagam Sukkot. So the Pasuk says, B'chagam Atzod, B'chagam Shavuot, B'chagam Sukkot. Ma'akish Chashvot, B'chagam Atzod. It links Shavuos to Pesach. Ma'achagam Atzod, Yish Sukkot Shavuot. But just like Pesach, you have Tashlumin all 7 days. So too, Shavuos, you also have Tashlumin all 7 days. So the Gemara says, "V'likish l'chag Sukkot." Why are you linking Shavuos to Pesach, which is 7 days? Why don't you link Sukkot Shavuos to Sukkot, which is 8 days? Ma'ala halan shmona. So by Sukkot is an 8-day holiday. Afkan shmona. So I'll say that just like I could do Tashlumin on Sukkot for 8 days, so on Shavuos I could also do 8 days. So the Gemara says Shmini regal b'fnei atzmahu, that Shmini atzeret is a regal b'fnei atzmahu. Now, here at this point, the Gemara entertains the possibility that you don't have tashlumin on Shmini atzeret. The Gemara is going to reject it one line, but it's hard to even understand the habaminik because the Mishnah says mafurash in Masechet Chagiga that you do have tashlumin on Shmini atzeret. But assuming that the Gemara is entertaining that possibility, so Shmini regal b'fnei atzmahu. So now the Gemara says ein mur darmin Shmini regal b'fnei atzmahu, and this Daf Yomi people remember because We had it before Be'ah, but we had Sukkot, but you're still expected to remember things even from a month or two ago. So he says that Shmini says, regal p'nei atzmo, leaning pazer kishav. For 16 names, it's regal p'nei atzmo, and we'll go over the 6 items again in a minute. Aval in tashlumin, debre kol tashlumin rishonu. But everybody agrees that on Shmini Atzeret, I can make tashlumin from the first day of Yantiv. So that being the case, Shmini Atzeret, I have tashlumin for 8 days. Pesach, I have tashlumin for 7 days. So now, where does Shavuos fit in? Shavuos is linked to all three, the other two holidays. So I'm linking Shavuos to Pesach and saying, just like Pesach has 7 days tashlumin, including the first day obligatory, whatever, but then tashlumin. So to Shavuos. So the Gemara says, so why? Let me go on. So this is the Mishnah that we referred to earlier. Mishnah says you have teshlumin on Shkini Atzeret. So why is it that we're linking Shavuos to Pesach and I want to link Shavuos to Sukkos? So the Gemara says we have a principle for our drashot. Tafasta mu below tafasta, tafasta mu at tafasta. Right, it is a famous thought. So if you grab a lot, you don't have everything so well. You grab a little bit, you have it. Meaning, if the Torah is trying to teach me something, go for the narrow one. That's the way you should do it. Okay, now let's go slowly. Now let's do the six items with Pazer Keshav. And again, this machloket, we've shown them exactly what the Pazer Keshav is, but we'll go through Rashi. It'll be a nice review, though we'll do some differences. Let's go look at the Rashi. Pazer Keshav, it's 20 lines from the bottom in Rashi. And that's an acronym. Hey Zion Reish Kuf Shin Beis. Gevar Pirushti Masechet Yoma. So Rashi says, I already explained in Masechet Yoma for Daf Yomi people, Umasechet Sukkah for Daf Yomi people. But I'll go over it again. Taun Pius Laparaba. It's nice here they bold up all the items, like in the art school, they didn't bold it. Here they do bold it, at least in the Talmud Gemaras. Taun Pius is a lottery. Laparaba Mishmini Veinu Karev Visita Mishmarot Shoshanu B'Shilshu B'Parechag. So we said there are 24 Mishmarot, 24 shifts of Konim. So the 24 shifts of Konim begin a cycle, and they're bringing 70 Parim. So at the end of 70 Parim, every Mishmar has gone three times, except two Mishmarot have gone only twice. He says, but notwithstanding that, so I would have thought, well, those two, they got sort of like, you know, the bum deal, we should give them the... Or one of them we should give Shmini Atzeret, but that's not the case. Who parses Shmini in a chat neotan shtayim makrivato elakol mishmarot mafiso. So for Shmini Atzeret, we do a new pious, and whoever gets that pious gets to bring the one on Shmini Atzeret. That's pious. The toun zman Rashi doesn't explain here, but it means apparently shechianu. The regel atzmo she'ein shem chag sukkot alav, that it has a different name of a holiday. So I don't say chag sukkot azeh. I said Yom HaShmini Chag HaTzeret HaZeh. Although Rashi, in the Darshan will mention that Rashi in Sukkah explained differently. He said that regular Asma meant that you don't have a mitzvah to be Yoshev in the Sukkah that day. The Korban Latzmo, it has its own Korban. I got to go. Shein Korban O'Kisharim HaChag, Shaparim Ma'atim Bahem Echad Echad, V'zein Ola Parachad, V'sharim Mishnei Eilim V'arbas, HaKvasim V'zeh Ayil Echad Meshiv HaKvasim. It has its own distinctive korban, which is not linked to the other korbanot in terms of the cycles, in terms of the shir la'atzmo has a special shir. I got to skip it. And then brach la'atzmo. So Rashi learns that we give a bracha to the melech. Okay, so Tosfos learns a little bit differently, but we're going to go on. Let's look back at the Gemara. So the Gemara says, to the bottom line on Dalet Amud Beis, El Amai Hilchot Kafet Rechman L'Chagas Sukkot. So according to these Tanaim, again, this was Rabbi Meir of Lezer Ben Shimon. So Baal Ta'acher, I learned from other Pesukim, not this Pasuk at all. It's not teaching me Baal Ta'acher. So what do I need the Pasuk? I need the Pasuk that's teaching the Hekesh for Shavuos. But the Hekesh for Shavuos is with Pesach. So all I need are those two elements. So Elamai Hilchot Ta'acher of Baal Ta'acher Sukkot. So what is Sukkot doing in that Pasuk? It's not teaching me anything. So the Akushe L'Chag HaMatzot. So the Gemara says to link Sukkot with Pesach. How so? Top line on Hayamid Aleph, Mahagamatsu to and Lina. Just like on Pesach, there's a mitzvah Lina. Lina means that the day, in other words, the first day of Yantiv, so I'm in Yerushalayim. And then, in other words, I bring my Korban Pesach on Erev Yantiv. Then on the first day of Yantiv, I'll bring my Olas Re'ia and the Shalmei Chagiga. But then the next night, which is the night of Chol HaMoed, I have to still stay in Yerushalayim. Even though Yantiv's over, I have to still stay in Yerushalayim. It's called Lina. So in other words, by Sukkot also there's a mitzvah lina. Okay, how do I know there's a mitzvah lina by Pesach? It says you'll get up in the morning and you go to your ohel, and the Chazal understand it, that's like the first day. He says, look at Rashi, panita boker, b'yonto blo kamar kara. It's not talking about yantiv, triyom shechivo le'ro'ot ba'azara. And then never. Okay, I think that's it for tonight. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? Okay, nice having everybody here. And let me just say goodbye to everyone in the recording. One second.
Fern, just in case I have any trouble tomorrow, would you send me the